Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all welcome Michael Pozan's wines back on the show as they drink the 2018 Pozan Zinfandel from Oakville in Napa Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening. It's good to be here.
Yes, I am also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
Oh, folks, on tonight's show.
Vicky, how are you now?
What do you mean?
How are you now? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
Are you meaning if I've recovered?
Well, I was just asking how you're doing. Have you recovered, though?
I'm perfectly fine.
Okay. There was some...
Last time Scott was here, Rob anger. Made us go head-to-head.
It's true.
On a contest, and Scott won.
Yes, and he mocked you thoroughly.
No.
When you left.
No.
Behind your back.
No. Mm-hmm. You were notably salty, though.
Oh, sure I was.
You're competitive.
Well, yeah. She was mad at herself for thinking
that,
We don't need to talk about McManus and not being from the Finger Lakes.
You just did.
Or Zinfandel not being from the Finger Lakes. But nevertheless, that was then. This is now. And so, to cleanse the mental palate, we are doing another Zinfandel tonight. However, hopefully, it will be a better Zinfandel than McManus, which is undervalued, of course. But still, the wine we have tonight, we go back to several episodes ago. I mean, many.
It's been a while.
And a winery called Annabella, if you can remember back to that. That was a red blend, but it had a lot of Zinfandel in it. And it was by a winery called, and a man called, Michael Pozan. His wife, too, though. Mm. His wife more than him. Mm. Yes. Matter of fact, screw him. It's all his wife.
Okay.
Anyway, this is another wine from his portfolio. I wouldn't call it a wine line because they have multiple different types of wines and they kind of bounce around from AVA specific to California to quasi ultra premium. Scott just got attacked by Beau.
I know. Scott's been down here for 10 minutes and Beau's like, oh, let me go say hi now.
Yes, I know. Beau heard Scott come in and threw a righteous fit. Scott is his best friend.
We get along just fine.
And Beau has no friends.
It's one of the highlights of the week. Beau's downstairs when I enter the wine vault. And one of my highlights of my week is Beau greeting me. And tonight he was upstairs, unknown whereabouts to me. He was just not in the wine vault.
He was still in his pen.
Was he napping?
From his nap. He had his evening nap. Because if he doesn't have his nap, he gets cranky and then does dumb shit.
Like eat cat food.
Well, that's not dumb.
I would say that's the mildest of dumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our youngest, Luke, had his second birthday this week, and he got some dinosaur toys. And so something dumb that Beau does is carry those dinosaur toys around and outside to chew on them.
Yes, but he gets intercepted before he's able to do it. Tonight, though, I did, and we have some, I call it burn-ins. It's not. It's actually just grilled short ribs. But I cut them off the bone. But I grill the bones separate, and Beau got those.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. You're a nice owner.
Well, I know.
He's got you trained well.
We did that and pork belly. So I know. It was lovely. Know, it was. So.
And a flavorless watermelon.
And you do not have COVID. Becky brings me watermelon. She goes, taste this. And I taste it, and it didn't have any flavor. And she goes, good, I thought I had COVID.
Because that's a symptom.
It's scary, yes. No, it's a distinct symptom.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, sometimes when you get it was a beautiful watermelon, really, really juicy and red.
But it didn't have the taste.
It had no flavor.
That's unusual.
I know. That's why I was like, oh my God.
Not if you go to a buffet. The watermelon there has no flavor.
We weren't at a buffet. We were at our home.
But not all watermelon has flavor. You get a bad one.
But then I ate dinner and could taste dinner.
That's true. Right. It's good.
So it was a relief.
Have a pepperoni. You'll taste that.
I tasted it.
It's powerful. Mm-hmm. It's good, though. It's not too spicy, Scott. It's more like a smoky spice. But back to the wine. I digress. Their line is a little bit unusual in the fact that they kind of bounce around. And like Annabella is AVA specific to a certain degree. But this especially is AVA specific. This is their gold line, whatever the hell that is. And they actually say, it's kind of funny to a certain degree, if you have an odd sense of humor. The Pozon Gold Series, our wines are the best of what we produce. Because we hand select our grapes only from premier Napa Valley vineyards, which means they buy their grapes, these wines are difficult to acquire due to their low production and may vary year to year. Our advice is to cellar these wines and enjoy them on special occasions or a Saturday night for the wine vault. Well, currently they only have one Gold Series wine available or at all, and that is this Zinfandel. And the Zinfandel is from Oakville in Napa.
I'm taking a little bit of issue with the save this for a special night.
Save it for a special night?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those things. This is like a tribute wine almost, and I'm already...
No.
I'm already dreading it.
Annabella was a tribute wine. That was his... Was it his
grandmother?
I thought it was his mistress.
I'm saying like... He's saying, save this for a special night. That's like almost like for, I don't know. I just feel like it's being hyped up too much and it's going to be bad.
Well, maybe a special night is a Tuesday.
Okay.
Everything special is a relative term. This is $18.99, which quite frankly is a low price for Oakville specific AVA wine. Whether it be Napa or otherwise. Sauvignon Blanc maybe, but not. But
And Zin, being a low production Zin, that's... alarmingly low price.
Yes, I've never had a low prediction Zin, so that should be interesting.
Production.
Duck. Quack, quack. Think of
quack,
that.
Quack, 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 quack,
yeah. Quack. Speaking is difficult.
Low production grapes generally aren't cheap.
Well, normally he names most of their wines, or she, they, collectively, name their wines after either their kids or their... Or his mother.
Again, tribute wines.
Well, I mean, some of these wines are kind of shitty, so they don't like their kids. I mean, there's a couple Fredos in this group, apparently. So, you know.
Yikes. Rob, variety, and type shaming. Anything that starts with an R, as in rosé,
yeah.
Obviously he...
Oh, fuck rosé. Fuck rosé in the ear.
I have yet... that one rosé that Steve brought that came in the really pretty bottle.
Yeah.
Every other rosé I've ever had, I drink it. It makes my stomach hurt.
I've had some nice luck with some French or French style rosés. Just dry, nice little
stupid, earthy things. Dumbass fucking things. They're fucking dumb. They're dumb. They're not as dumb as orange wines, but they're dumb.
I feel like the next time that we do a competition, one of those rosés will be on that you drink all the time, seeing as how one of the wines that was on the competition was a wine you had three times that week.
Yeah. Well, maybe, the wife had.
Maybe it'll just be Kim Crawford.
Maybe had.
Pardon me. There's Chardonnay, which you've never had, which Scott has, and the Pinot Noir. So.
Yep.
Maybe. Maybe.
Might as well.
Maybe.
Why not?
I know. At least you'll probably say Finger Lakes. So... Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, though, folks. And when we come back, we are going to discuss this wine. We're going to smell this wine. Mm. We're going to drink this wine and maybe spit this wine out.
Yep.
Maybe. Here.
I'm planning on it.
Yes. On the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the 2018 Michael Pozon Gold Series, I'll just say that, Oakville Zinfandel. Some technical aspects of this wine, which I know you all want to know.
We all want to know. I want to know.
Well, actually, 18 months in French and American oak, 25 to 75 on the ratio. 25% French. 75% American.
I was hoping so much for a flip.
Yeah, I know. 14.5% alcohol.
Okay.
100% in Oakville and Napa Valley. And 100% Zinfandel. And they suggest to enjoy this singular Zinfandel with a full barbecue of sauced up ribs, brisket, sausage, and chicken.
Every single detail you give us makes me not want to drink this more and more.
I never like it when a wine aims so low. They say, hey, eat this with fucking wings. I mean, that's just not, it doesn't start well. I mean, it isn't.
That's not what they said.
They're setting their sights low.
What they said was, do barbecue.
Yeah.
But they said sauced up.
I know.
As much Kraft barbecue sauce as you can muster.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm guessing in Oakville, where they apparently live.
Dip it in the sauce.
You're not using a lot of Kraft barbecue sauce.
Dip it in the sauce. That's what they mean.
Probably making your sauce from scratch, from the pork drippings.
I bet they're not.
I bet they are.
I bet they're not. Some people are. I bet they're not.
Which, folks, by the way, that's the way to make your barbecue sauce.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever really heard of Oakville being like a barbecue mecca.
No.
Don't think so. No. Barbecue's everywhere now. Barbecue's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. A pork sundae is what they suggest, yes.
This is so disgusting. Ooh.
Mm. KFC. Yes, that's what they... A fried chicken sandwich.
Listen. Listeners, I'm going to...
With extra pickles.
...buck against this trend.
And
I'm looking forward to this.
A lot of mayonnaise. Well, I know, I'm just saying.
I'm looking forward to
this. I'm actually describing a sandwich that sounds tasty. So, here we go.
KFC.
I'm going to smell it.
It is dark in the glass. You know, one of the darker zins we've had in a while.
Very reserved nose. There is cassis in the background, a bit of menthol.
Yeah, mentholated alcohol. There's a...
You can smell just a whiff of the American oak.
Yeah, like a vanilla of the oaking.
I was actually talking about the plank. Just a slightly woodiness.
There's a vanilla. There's like a touch of vanilla sweetness in there.
I smell the rivets of the barrel.
You don't do planks in the morning.
Rob's like, I actually smell like the screws or like the metal work somewhere on
it. Now you're just being foolish.
Now there is a touch of sweetness on it.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. There's a sweet fruit
but
going around there. Not really jammy, but...
His mistress's wine also had that, too.
His grandmother's wine.
Nah, that's what they all say. Who was on the phone? My grandma.
It's my grandma.
Didn't she die 10 years ago? That's
you're a bad man.
Oh, he's a bad man.
No, he's not.
I'm just saying, allegedly.
You assumed that's what it was.
Satirically is what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying. I'll say it through a character.
This is James Suxina. I never had this wine, but I.
Are we allowed to taste it?
What's that sweetness?
I thought it was nose. Vanilla.
Well,
I think this wine has a... This glass has a chip on it.
It might. It's a light chip. You'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Suck it up. Here we go.
Should we switch glasses? I'll take the chip glass.
Don't you get, like, a little file and file those down?
I would think you would need to... I doubt that that's something you could do. And if you would, you wouldn't use a file. You'd probably use a grinding wheel.
Your Dremel.
There you go. It's, you know... Not only is Becky more knowledgeable about soccer, but she's more knowledgeable about hand tools that one might use to grind with.
You could use this wine, I just drank it, and reduce it down and use it as barbecue sauce.
That's funny.
Although, I have recently not had a wine, well, not recently, for a long time, not had a wine with this hollow of a mid-palate. That's impressive as well. It's deep, like a well is deep.
It's full-bodied.
It's slightly empty. It's like an empty well. It goes deep. I mean, the wine has depth and a bit of length. It's just there's a lot of not doing a whole lot in that expanse. Maybe it's just subtle. I think that's the better term. This wine is very subtle. It's not unpleasant.
No, it's not unpleasant. It is there. A gap? Is that the good word? Would you say hollow? But it's somewhat unusual. The front palate. In the finish, there's this It's not really a gap. It's just there's no mid palate.
I think this wine is actually going to grow on us a little bit. Each time you come back and you'll get a little bit different. Mm. Once again, it shows a different page of Zinfandel. I made fun of it earlier. It actually, I wouldn't call it brooding because the fruits are a little bit brighter. But there, it does have length.
I just wrote down dark. It has a dark yeah. sense to it. When mm-hmm. you said brooding, I was like, oh, that's a better word than...
But it has like, when I said mm-hmm. the well part, making fun of it, in the same thing, mm-hmm. it's like, whoosh, you're going this drop. And it has this deep sense where there's a lot of what you would think is nothingness, but there's structure, there's wine there. I mean, there's flavor, berry flavor, and maybe just a little bit of woodiness. And there's a length until you actually come to the finish. So maybe the mint palate is there. It's just really, really, really stretched out. And maybe that's what the difference here is.
I think, one, you hit the nail right on the head. I think we're going to grow into this.
Yeah.
That first taste was just odd, but then, but it is structurally just a little unusual in that it has that, your first word was hollow, but there's that kind of gap in the mid palate.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the berry fruit to this. That's solid blueberry with a bit of that savory fruit.
It's savory.
It's not,
in my opinion, well, no, it's not good enough to say it's brooding because I don't believe there's enough weight in that mid palate where something's kind of building up into something that's really going to just blow your socks off. That's brooding to me. This isn't that. This is a little more, it's more open as to what it is. What it is isn't bad. It's just an open book.
I love how you qualified the use of brooding.
Yes, I like brooding. This isn't quite brooding.
Well, I mean, you could call it brooding, and I think people would understand what that means. It just it is
yeah. interesting. How long have you had this open?
Hour and 20 minutes.
Oh. The fruit is really interesting. The tannins are the backbone of this wine. Yeah. It's really a nice, and I see what the winemaker has said in that you can put this down in your cellar for a little bit. You're not going to put it down for 7 years, but this could have some time on it. Rob's making a face.
I mean,
I like the tannins.
You can hold it in your cellar. The result, I'm not sure what why.
Well, I think similar to how we hold some of our
what
high teen zins. You know, we like to. Well, we've honestly held the Lodi Ravenswood kind of specific series.
No, I haven't. It's all drank.
Well, I drank my last one recently, but
ooh, I didn't.
It was a 15.
Well, that's your journey.
It was fantastic, but this has tannins that I think you could hold it for a little bit.
Well. That'd be your mistake.
No, I think you can.
And 3 years from now, it's not going to be a lot different. I think it might be a little more focused, a little bit leaner.
Yep.
Leaner might be better, but I don't think it's really going to do much. This is the thing. Beau sneezing.
And all of his hair came forward.
That's awesome.
I don't know about 18 how it was in California for Zins. Why don't you look that up, the vintage table there, Scott. Chop chop.
If I can connect to it, it's been everything's slow, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, Becky, you'll use her phone, and you'll know that, folks, when she does. There you go. You'll know.
What do you want me to look up? The vintage table?
Vintage chart. Preferably not from the wine enthusiast.
Yep, that's the first one that came up.
Because of the free one.
We have Robert Parker.
That's better. Okay. That is better. I don't have... No, Robert Parker is a gentleman. He's American, but he speaks with a fake British accent. But I really don't do well French, you know.
Rob doesn't do a fake
British accent. I don't. I can't do a British accent for some reason. Or Australian, for that matter.
The way that his is organized is so weird.
Why? There are numbers and there are...
No, when you go to region,
yes,
it's like a bunch of U.S. ones in alphabetical order, then different countries in alphabetical. Like it's just confusing.
He favors the United States overall. He's a nationalist. Robert Parker is.
You think so?
No, but that's what his vintage shirt is, nationalistic.
It is. It's very weird.
Breitbart got a hold of it. And
Where is Napa would be considered North Coast?
No.
Central Coast?
No. It would be probably. It should be Napa.
It should be listed just as Napa.
So it has USA, California, North Coast, Central Coast, and that's it.
Well, it would be more North Coast than it would be Central if you had to lump it. So. Okay. That's not very good by Parker. I mean,
I left my phone in the car, and my iPad is not connecting.
Not yet sufficiently tasted to rate.
Well, nice job, Bobby. I'll look it up.
I can just look up California. I love that you don't trust my Googling.
I'll look at the enthusiast. They don't care. They can only taste like two wines and be like, "Yep, we got the review." Let's just see here. USA number one. Zinfandel. Oh, I don't want to sign up for your fucking newsletter. Fuck you. Zinfandel. What the fuck?
Wine Spectator says nearly ideal growing season with generally rich and structured wines that are also consumer friendly.
Yeah, Enthusiast gave it a 90. Mm-hmm.
That's for 18s?
Yeah.
Just in General Zin or Napa Zins?
General Zins. For Napa. For Napa Zinfandel.
Yeah, that's not the highest score.
No, but nobody heard that because you didn't say it on mic. So.
That's not the highest score.
Yes. No, it's an average score, really. Overall, Sonoma's better. Yeah, it's got the lowest score of the 18s vintage, but that's okay. I mean, this wine was curious. I mean, it's got like an 83. Like, well, this is pretty good considering the vintage.
Yeah,
and you might revisit it in a good vintage, mind you. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a bad wine, especially when you get a wine that I think is a little more premium. You know what this would be good for? A gift.
A barbecue.
Well, a barbecue, but a gift. It looks nice. No one ever really sees it. And it's glass, folks, and it has the painted on, Poison on the front.
It's the smoke green glass bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice package.
So I have a question for you.
Sure. I have an answer.
Tell me, when you're drinking this, how you would differentiate this Zin from a cab.
Wait, first of all, the fruit profiles are different.
So tell me, compare.
You mean from Napa to Napa?
Sure.
Well, the front palate is completely different. A Cabernet, especially in Napa, is going to have a big, round, ripe front palate. Dark fruits, as opposed to the red fruits that we have right here. Dark fruits like cassis, blackberry, those things are going to be prominent in that front palate.
To me, this drinks like a cab like Zin.
That's
how it drinks to me.
There's two things here. When you asked the question, the first thing I thought was roundness. This isn't round enough to be a cab.
No.
But I would agree with that statement, and I was thinking the same thing. This is more of a cab like style for mm-hmm. Zin, you know. Rob talked earlier about another little style of showing what Zinfandel can be. But this is distinctly Zin. It doesn't taste like a cab. Well, it's just more of a cab-like Zin.
Well, I won't go that far. I will say that it doesn't come across as Amador or what we consider a classic Zinfandel in that regard.
Yeah.
It's a little more Euro in a certain sense. And I guess it depends on where you say Cabernet. If you're talking about some, and I'm not trying to say it negatively because I kind of actually like it, Chilean Cabernets. Hmm. Someone might say a slightly leaner, not green, but, you know.
Yeah, it's not, the body of it isn't big enough.
No.
But to me, it just has some of the, I can't think of the right word because depth isn't the right word.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. No, it doesn't have the fruit. The fruit just isn't there. But the way the front palate goes out.
It might just be the darkness of it. That might be what it is. Because it's a pretty dark, not color dark, I mean drinking dark.
But I think this actually, as the mid palate goes out, it has a little bit of showing a little more quasi tobacco leaf, whatnot.
There's definitely something there that's earthy.
It reminds me slightly of wines from Cabernets from South America. Mm. Slightly. I would see that. Not California style, but if you're blind tasting it, you are, I think, going to think that too.
Just the roundness is what would lead me away from it. But
I mean, Napa is.
Is anybody else getting the little. And sometimes we say vegetation, we think.
I know what you mean.
As a negative thing. I think it's almost like a basil.
Yeah.
In the back in there. Something along that line. Great summer gift the wife gave me was just a pitcher that has an infuser in it. Mm. So I've been putting lemons with mint, but also basil. Blueberry. Mm-hmm. And this reminds me of that basil-infused water, just that little, there's a little touch of grassiness,
maybe? This is showing better now. Now it's in the glass, and that last drink I had was actually great.
I'm really enjoying this.
I think that the end for me is the best part of the wine. I think the oaking lends itself to almost a spicy, oaky finish.
Absolutely.
And I'm
absolutely.
A fan of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that that's where it really shines. The front palate, fine. Mid palate, whatever, if it's there. But the end is nice. I wouldn't say great. For me, it's not great. But the end is very, very nice.
And it's
great.
It's a nice little lengthy finish. Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly not the longest finish, but it's a nice little lengthy finish. The tannins, the oaking.
But I'm impressed it came from 25% French and 75% American. That's impressive. Well,
one of the things we so liked about the red blend, the Annabella, was how adeptly they oaked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, they just have a nice, subtle hand with it. And that's what I was hopeful for about this wine. And that's probably the thing I remember the most about that Annabella.
And by the way, great. There's a lot of things above great. There's fantastic, amazing,
perfection,
special. Oh my fucking God. Those things are all like above, but great is great. Mm. Great is, you know what? I'd buy this again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know if I'm willing to say great.
One
I will say that I feel like, and probably I said this on the Annabella episode that I don't remember, but that it was.
Happens to me too, Beck.
That someone, the winemaker, like crafted this wine, that there was a skill and an art to it. It wasn't just like, let's throw this wine in these barrels.
Well,
so.
Annabella, though.
I know we said this.
Was a little bit more, had just the winkest, just the slightest wink of residual sugar.
I don't remember that.
Well, it was there. But it was a nice twinkle. Mm. It wasn't bad. It was just a nice twinkle. It wasn't sweet, but it just had just a touch of raisin.
That's what I remember. There was an odd fruit, and I couldn't remember what it was, but raisin. Yeah.
Or prunes, but raisin.
So. I said this about the Annabella,
and
I'm going to say it about this bottle.
I don't know.
This wine makes me want to drink more of their wine. It makes me want to buy more Michael and Marianne Pazan's wines.
Well, actually, when we drank the Annabella, it just made me want to drink this. And so I'm not sure how daring I am, because I think they have probably a lot of stinkers, but... this does not make me want to drink other wines of theirs. It just makes me want to drink this wine. I actually like this better than the Annabella because it's just straight. Not, that's a bad word. It's...
straightforward.
No. What is it?
Straightforward is a good descriptor of this wine.
I don't know. It's 100% Zinfandel. You know that. It does have... a bit more structure, you know that. You are tasting a little bit of the terroir, and really, you're getting a lot for $18.99. Now, is it as good as Dry Creek Vineyards Zinfandel?
It's a step below that in Seguigio.
It's not a step below. It's just stylistically, it's different. I don't think it's a step below. I think it's in there. It's just not a big player like that.
I would be so interested to have one of their higher level wines, because if you added an elevated mouthfeel to this, it would be exceptional.
Well, didn't
it
you hear?
Really, really would be.
This is their.
You said this was their like base.
No.
No, this is the gold series.
Oh, I misheard that. I thought you meant this is their base.
They don't really do anything a lot more expensive than this. This is it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have something just like one level above this?
It'd be interesting to see what they could do with it.
If you oak as successfully they do in the two products we've tried.
Yeah.
With a higher stock.
Yeah.
But they've
it'd be
but
really good, wouldn't it?
How much more? Well, I suppose they're already doing Oakville, which is great. It might not be as known for Zinfandel, but there are great Zinfandels from Oakville. So they're already doing Oakville. They're already oaking for quite a long period of time with premium oak. They're already doing what they can. They're maxing out what they have. I
agree with that.
I love, I like Atlas Peak Zinfandels.
Yes.
Higher elevation Zins. If they did a higher elevation Zin.
Oh, to live on Howl Mountain.
And that's the thing. This is probably.
Turley, we love you.
I presume this is not high elevation Zinfandel.
You can be 20 on Howl Mountain.
That's right. And folks, high elevation normally equates to. Better higher end wine.
What I was going to say is not appropriate for on air.
That means you need to say it.
I'm really doubting it's worse than what we say.
No. It's not that. It just is about Trash Mountain.
Oh, to be. Oh, yeah. So when we've missed Trash Day or whatever, and we'll have a lot of trash piled up right outside our back door in our garage, we call that Trash Mountain. And then to be on Trash Mountain. By the way, Trash Mountain today had some inhabitants that I had to eradicate. And let's just say that. It was gross.
I think you have to thank Bo for that.
It was. Thank Bo for that. Ripping open trash bags. And then we don't notice that. And then another trash bag gets thrown on top of that. And seven more. And then maggots, and it's just gross. So.
That is gross.
The garage got a nice deep cleaning today.
It smells lovely in there now.
Well, that is Fabulosa. Their purple shit. Lilac,
it smells
I think.
So good
in there. It's a beautiful smell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't really clean anything. It just makes it smell pretty. But I'd also put bleach on that area, so that's good.
Yeah.
It smells like lilacs right now. It's great, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
So right now our listeners are
puking.
Pretty much puking. Listen to our normal rambling on and carrying on and nonsense.
That's why
and then
I said it was
we
not
bring up maggots.
I said it briefly and then you had to say it again.
I think that we should go to commercial.
We shall. And we will. Here on the Wine Vault. Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we have a topic that the Triple B has solely suggested. That's what's called throwing someone under the bus.
I was going to say, I think that Rob is extremely uncomfortable that I am heading up the potpourri.
No.
And I also feel like the therapist might need to come out.
the wine vault would like to preclude and step out of any liability that would come from this topic.
It's not that controversial.
Okay.
It's made you very uncomfortable.
No.
About anything.
So in the past, we've talked about vacation wines. For me, I've told Rob this, that Dry Creek Zen is just absolutely a vacation wine for me. It reminds me so much of being at the beach. It reminds me so much of drinking on a balcony. And if we have that wine here at our home, it just like kind of transports me to a better place. So something that I was thinking about, since most of our listeners are on lockdown, have been on lockdown, are going to probably be back on lockdown. What for you would either be a wine that was symbolic of your lockdown time in the spring, or that something maybe like you're stocking up on now to prepare yourself for our next round of lockdown?
Well, what is a lockdown wine?
I think we could go two ways. I think we could go the wine that we have drank the most on lockdown. Or we could go a wine that brings you a little bit of respite during quarantine.
Two glasses in, they're all the same. Now, the wine that we've bought a lot of, because it's been cheap, is Bogle's Old Vine Zin.
We've bought a lot.
I'm not advocating buying that, but it's $7.33 a bottle. I bought two more today.
You also been buying a lot of Tessier. I had been.
But Becky won't drink it, so you know I still have a couple bottles left that she won't drink. So.
But that's one of your go-to.
Yeah, but it's bad news when I drink a bottle of wine by myself.
Yeah.
I get a lot of bad news. But
I love it.
You do.
Flying solo for the weekend, I might have had a bottle of wine by myself last night. It was probably bad news.
Mm. What wine was it?
The last bottle of Lodi. Mm. Oh, 2015 okay. Lodi. Okay. I decanted it at Nice and Hour. And it had just, you know, that's so rustic and kind of brutish, not brutish, but brutish. It's kind of harsh.
Okay.
We like it, but all the rough edges were off of it.
Mm.
It still had a slightly rustic feel, but, you know, it was still big and bold. And, you know, we've had trouble getting that series here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that it disappeared almost. Yeah.
If I could get that regularly, not necessarily the Lodi, but, for example, the Sonoma or the Napa, that would be a good COVID lockdown choice.
That is a good question. I wonder why that has ceased. Because we bought it, and that was pretty much all they ever had. I mean, who buys Predator? Why are these other wines still on the shelf, and that one isn't?
No kidding.
I mean, I think they're moving Bogle off the damn shelves. Like, really? Now it's Predator? Well, I mean, why is Klein selling more than that? I mean, I don't mind Klein.
No, we don't mind Klein.
I don't.
And really, any of the Klein products are decent for the money.
Yeah, especially the Ancient Vine Zinfandel. You know those vines are ancient, right?
Ancient.
They're very old.
They're 20 years old. Ancient.
No, 50. It's ancient. That's in antiquity. Mm. Just like Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Well.
And he is in antiquity.
Antiquity.
By the way, Steve left his hat here. I found that in my
pocket. Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's a Lego fireman hat.
Lego fireman hat.
So, let's talk about this. As we head to probably round two of quarantine, we all live in Ohio. They've done a color coding system, and we all live in a red county. I'm sure it will be red until when? April?
Red is bad.
Red is bad. Red is next to worst.
Which is purple?
Yeah, purple. So, okay.
It's just phase three, they call it. You're very close to having activities reduced. We probably should have activities reduced.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my question, I read this funny thing that was basically like all the people that are wearing masks and socially distancing and staying home are also the people that did all the work and group projects.
Well, that's true.
And that's what I feel like. Like, we're the ones that are, like, not going out. We're home 24/7. We're the ones that are, like, carrying the whole county.
I was in Lowe's today, and I was looking for something for Becky and tile-wise, and standing there with two other Lowe's associates, but they were like 10 feet away from me, and everybody obviously had masks on. And a lady comes, and she's standing at the end of the aisleway, and she's like looking down the aisle, but she's standing there and not doing anything. She had a mask on, and she had a face shield on.
Oh.
And they go, ma'am, can we help you? She goes, no, there's just too many people in this aisle. I can't come down it.
Good for her.
I know, but we're like, what?
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like, well, okay. Yeah. Well, she is wearing a face shield and a mask, so perhaps. Well,
she may be extremely compromised.
Then I don't know if I'd be Lowe's that. On Bryce Road. Then,
there you go. And that's the real issue with that. But
that got me nervous. I'm like, should I be here? Right. Maybe she should know something I don't.
Back to my question.
Mm.
We're probably headed towards round two.
Mm.
What wine are you looking to stock up on? Or what are you looking for in a wine to stock up on?
Apatagua. And all of them are currently out of stock.
Damn it.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Apatagua is a good damn wine.
Douglas. Time. Douglas bought them all.
Douglas, did you buy all the Apatagua?
Darn you, Douglas.
All our listeners, because we've profiled it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apatagua sucks, folks. Don't buy it.
Like crossing all of our fingers.
Don't buy. You know what? What's great that you should drink, folks? Predator Zinfandel. That's delicious.
A joy to be around. 19 Crimes.
19 Crimes. They have a whole line. they have a, what is it? The Punishment Pinot Noir.
Oh, my Lord.
I love alliteration in wines, and I love the Punishment Pinot Noir.
So here's my... So, Apatagua for sure. I told Rob, after we had that Tempranillo that totally threw us, Scott,
mm-hmm.
I would like for us to get back into Spain.
Yeah.
Because it's been a minute for us. We kind of sprinkle in Spanish wines, but I would like for us to do a deep dive into Spanish wines. I would be totally for that.
Mm.
And something else that I've seen rated super highly on wine.com is a lot of Spanish white wine.
Nice.
Rob's not on board, but I'm game for anything.
I wasn't on board. I was just confused.
I think that what we as a group, the three of us, and Princess as well, what we should do through the rest of quarantine is we should commit to expanding our palates and drinking something that we otherwise wouldn't drink. So I say...
I'm not drinking rosé. So fuck you.
We should have... at least one bottle of rosé a week till we find the bottle
rosé
that Rob can say is a good bottle.
I'm not drinking rosé. Fuck rosé. Rosé's stupid. And if you like rosé, you're a chotch.
No, stop it.
It's chotch.
You're not a fan.
You're a chotch.
I don't like it either. So, Scott, for round two of quarantine, your wine is going to be rosé?
I was just playing a game to mess with Rob. We've got a bottle of rosé in the fridge. I don't even know what it is anymore. It's just sitting there.
Just shake it up and pour it over somebody's head.
But a rosé I did enjoy.
Hmm.
I'm probably going to botch his name. Michael Chapoutier?
Hmm.
Chapoutier, yes. He is actually Mike Mikkel has appreciated our Bella Holt episode. So big shout out to Chapoutier.
And he's the maker of that.
They're massive in France. Actually, that... would be decent to drink.
His rosé is really nice. I've got a couple of his products. I'm terrible with recall. Occultum? Oculum?
Oculum, yeah.
Oculum. I've got that sitting.
The Holt is Chapoutier. And they have it's Rhone focused.
So. We love it.
Yeah.
We love it. You know.
They're just like a Jagal or... Louis Bernard.
So, little local wine shop we've been going to, and there's this $15 Portuguese wine. It's made with the same, or at least one of the primary components of it is the same wine as port's made of.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Is it the Quinta do Caravals?
No, it's Vidha.
Okay, Vidha, yeah.
It's nice. And it's $15, so it's not...
It's as good as that?
Cheap.
Remember that?
No, it's
Becky. Do you remember
good,
that?
Though
I don't know what you're pointing at.
Oh, Cavallis.
The Cavallis.
That's a long time ago, son.
Wasn't that long?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's the second episode.
I was distracted by Pina.
that was in the era.
Peña, yes.
Where our integrity was being questioned because the second episode was always a 90-something mm-hmm. wine. But we did a lot of good wines in that era. Mm-hmm. We were nailing it.
On the second wine.
On the first wine, too, as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Blockbusters like Winking Owl and box wines, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yum. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you have, folks, we have Love Noir in the wine vault. Imagine who bought that. I saw somebody it's today fun. In their cart. Fun. There's nothing fun about that. In our cart. Sounds in, fun. In these people's cart, they had Ménage à Trois Midnight. I was wearing a mask, so they couldn't see the look on my, but they saw my eyes.
Yeah.
And it was a look of disappointment, and I think that they knew that.
So much judgment.
Oh, my God. And they were like in their 50s, you know, 20 years younger than you, Scott. But it's like, and their kid was with them. It's like, don't you want a better example for your child? I mean,
Becky asked that every day about you.
They had two bottles of it. That means they're going to drink it twice. And it's like, what do they do with that? Those two people, and I saw the way they were, they're not drinking a whole bottle.
The way they were.
Yes, the way they were.
The way they were.
Yes, they were post
memory.
Yuppie-ish. Anyway.
Yuppie-ish. Yuppie-ish.
Suburbanites. Anyway, they don't drink a whole bottle. They probably just have a glass. Then they put the cork back in that stuff. And so 5 days later, a half-drank bottle of Midnight, they open again. Imagine that. Imagine.
That's probably the proper way to drink it.
A Midnight, imagine. 2 weeks later, and still drinking it. Imagine that. Well, it would take me 2 weeks to drink it.
Imagine there's no heaven.
A thimble at a time. Imagine there's no Ménage à Trois Midnight. It isn't hard to do. You could get rid of, what is that?
No hell below us. Only when you drink Ménage à Trois too. Imagine all the people.
Drinking 19 crimes. Oh,
you.
They say that I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. Let's get a bottle of McManus. Because McManus is so much fun.
You know.
And not from Finger Lakes.
You know, I'll be honest.
No, I want you to lie.
I'm going to lie.
Oh, good.
No, the truth is.
Is it?
McManus.
Yes.
Any of their choices, they're pretty decent COVID wines. Value, underappreciated, as we've said ad nauseum and
well,
with a great degree of sarcasm. Yeah,
we're quoting Steve Bodie, who quoted himself saying that.
But he was right.
So that's thrice quoted. No, it's four times quoted, because you're quoting yourself, quoting Steve Bodie, who quoted himself.
Well, but then you're quoting yourself.
Quoting no, I'm Steve quoting Bodie. You, quoting yourself.
I was actually quoting you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so then that's you quoting me, me quoting you, who quoted yourself, quoting Steve Bodie, who was quoting himself.
You know, I'm not sure, because he's right about McManus, I'm not sure we can say fuck yourself, Steve Bodie, anymore.
Yeah, go fuck you, Steve Bodie.
I was going to say this potpourri's gotten out of hand. So,
but McManus, I think any choice of McManus would be a good COVID wine because it's fairly readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good, folks.
Does it lift your spirits when you drink it?
I'm not saying that.
That's the one component that I keep thinking about. What's something that lifts your spirits? I know, but I'm thinking through that.
Well, emphasize that. So for me, a good one that emphasizes my spirits, at least through the end of the summer. And you know what? Daggone, I haven't had it yet this summer.
Mm.
Mm.
The Dry Creek Fumé Blanc. I love that wine.
Rob loves it, too.
No, I don't.
Yes, he doesn't like it. He said it's not very good.
You buy it all the time.
He said it's not very good
anymore.
You buy
it every year we go on vacation.
It's a good vacation wine.
I bought it one time.
Fumé Blanc I could do without. The Zin is fantastic. Sorry.
How dare you? I love that bottle of wine.
Okay, I'm going to say it.
I miss it.
Garage Company wines.
Oh,
there you go. You've been nailing them.
The Pais is fantastic, and I would drink that.
P-A-I-S,
and
Pais.
And it lifted my spirits.
You know what it's used to make?
They used to make rosé.
They still make it.
Yeah, but I don't drink rosé.
Well, you're drinking a rosé grape.
No, I'm drinking a red grape. You understand, rosés are red grapes that are being, that they take off the skins. That's all it is.
Yeah, well.
So it's a red grape, you dipshit. There is no such thing as a rosé grape.
I understand that, but it's used to make rosé.
Do you understand
that? I do.
They make rosé out of every single different varietal.
But that one specifically, historically.
In Chile, but not in California. They don't grow pais.
Right.
Grenache is historically rosé. Dumbass. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back.
Are
we
done?
Well, no.
Okay, are you done?
I feel like we must be.
I'm done.
I'm not done.
With you.
Are you done?
Here.
I want a wine made named Face Covering.
Face Covering.
Yes.
It probably exists now.
We should make it if it doesn't.
It probably exists as hashtag wear mask.
I'll go up and make a face covering for you.
Thank you.
It's going to suspiciously look like a trash bag, but I've got a good way to keep it nice and snug. So, what? And I'm talking about the thick ply shit, too. Here on the Wine Vault.
Bad.
And we're back, folks. So the 2018 Pulzan Oakville Zinfandel from California.
You know, this wouldn't be a bad COVID wine, a bad quarantine wine.
It really wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't be. I like it.
Have you changed your opinion on this one, Triple B?
I have. When I first started drinking it, and I can go ahead and just go into my review. Mm. When we first started drinking it, I would have probably scored it. Now I'm drinking it. I can taste a little bit of the American oak on the end. That's kind of disappointing. You can taste it now.
I don't mind it. It's in balance.
You can
it's
taste
in balance,
it.
Comrade.
Are you saying that to me?
I'm just saying it. That means friend.
Anyways.
Hell, strike a
fire.
Go ahead.
So, I think that you two...
How?
Are...
Now I'm being clumped with him.
You were also singing it.
Very high on this wine.
Well, you don't know.
This wine, to me, is... It is a nice departure from a normal Zin. I think that I would love to see a higher level grape and see what they could do with that. I think that would be really, really nice. Like two notches up, I think could just really, really be outstanding. Mm-hmm. For me, what shines are the tannins and to some extent the oaking. Now I'm kind of doubting that, but I think that the oaking shows a level of craftsmanship that we do not always see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes it just feels like a routine, you know, thing. This feels like they thought about it and tried. They put forth the effort. There just really isn't much else going on in the wine to speak of. To me, there's not. There's not a lot. What are you going to say is memorable about this wine?
The label or the bottle.
Sure. Okay.
The spice on the finish.
So I'm going to give this like an 87, and I feel like I'm being very, very generous.
That's a good score. I don't know about generous. So I think there is.
It is Boris. It's a very good score, Boris. Becky.
I agree.
I'm being generous. I would say 86, 88.
It's not necessarily memorable. No. And this isn't a 90. This one doesn't start with a 9. But I'm like 89 to 87, and I'm going to go 88. One, you've got great stock. This is a good wine. They started with a good product. And then... Not only did they stay out of the way of it, they did way beyond that. They didn't fuck it up. But they artisanally handled this. I don't know who their winemaker is. We're having internet issues tonight, so we couldn't do a lot of research on air.
Michael Pozon.
He does it, you think?
No, it's his wife.
I think they've got a winemaker. It doesn't matter. No. We don't know. But the oaking on this is nice, plainly.
His winemaker is Annabella for some reason. It's unusual. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Grandma. I thought Grandma died several years ago. But it's really well done. I do think this wine has not necessarily a lot going on, but it's as Rob said, it demonstrates the terroir. I think there's that little thing I described as like basil. I'd like the fruit. Rob plainly qualified that I'm not allowed to describe it as brooding, although brooding might be a good description of it.
Very fair.
The blueberry is there plainly, but then you've got this really nice savory fruit that it doesn't dominate the blueberry, but it just complements it so well. The savory fruit is the backbone of the wine on the front palate. And then you've got this tannic streak that just runs through the wine. It's a nice tannic oak fills in, well oaked, a nice lengthy wine. It is a little bit of an oddball in that the mid palate is, at first, I think, Rob, your word was hollow, and I think that's probably unfair at this point to go back to that.
I said it was like a well, an endless dropping well.
It was so unusual, the structure of the wine.
It's not hollow.
But it's...
It's emptiness.
It's not improperly structured. It's no. Not a bad wine. It's yes. A good wine. I'm going to stick with that 88. I like it for an 88.
Well, you
87 to 89.
You've established your 88 quite well for the last 35 minutes that you spoke.
Very high as an 89. That's too high. Well,
no, but that's my range, 87 to 89.
You ain't seen nothing yet. See, I am the American in the group. I believe in democracy and capitalism and all that good stuff. That's why I'm providing this wine 93 of my points.
You're so stupid.
No, I'm not. I actually provided 89 of my points.
Nice.
You are not. 89.
What you got? What you got?
That's stupid.
Your American oak in the finish. Anyway, because you hate America. That's what it is. Dun, 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 dun. No, 89, but it's an 89 to 87, like Scott said. He gave it an 88 because he lacks the huevos. I gave it an 89, but it's a soft 89. I like it a lot, though.
A soft 87. Give me a break.
Soft. No, he said soft 89.
Soft 89.
Okay, soft 89.
But I think that's... Look,
No. You already spoke.
Rob
it's
and I
my
both
turn.
Said 87 to 89. Shh. You said 87. I said 88. He said 89.
Right.
That's 87 to 89?
He just did that to be...
I turned off his mic.
A contrarian.
Now, on to me. 89. Why?
Nobody wants to hear your review.
First of all, the length. It has good length. It just has...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, spacing there. Let's just say that. I do like the fruit. Blueberry, I don't go blueberry. It's red currant, and there's a few other things that mix in there that give it that. What I like is it builds on a spicy oak finish, and that's the good part.
So you give it an 89 for a spicy oak finish?
I give it for the overall wonderfulness of the tapestry of the wine.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to take another sip now. Mm. 88 to 89 all day long. It's something that I would recommend. It's not going to be in the Value Price Hall of Fame.
Because it's almost $20.
Because it's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, it's not. You're so stupid.
Your mic's still off.
It doesn't make the Hall of Fame, folks.
No. It doesn't make a Hall of Fame. It's one of those wines that you're like, it costs a little bit too much to be considered a value, but it is a value considering that you're buying Oakville grapes and you know that it's Oakville. It's just Valley Floor Oakville. And I agree. The one thing that I think is the detractor for this wine, and it's not the wine's fault, it's that if they can obviously make great wine. Mm-hmm. However, they seem to be a little bit shy about investing in the grape stock to really go for a $35, $40 wine. I think that they have the ability to make something truly special.
Yep.
But they aren't quite doing that. And these are all very nicely done wines, very, very appealing. But the skill is there, the ability is there to do much, much better. And I think that they should.
I agree. And it's interesting because, you know, we're all of that same opinion. But Becky...
Gave it the correct score.
No.
But you really feel that detracts from this wine because they need to do better. They need to have further offerings. Right.
It feels like this is like the A plus student handing in like a C. They're like,
it's not a C. Oh my God.
This is one of those things like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed?
It is, Rob.
This isn't disappointing.
No.
It is not to that extent, but you can tell their potential.
So? We're not judging on what they're...
Let her finish.
No.
You can taste their potential.
That's great.
And they just need to live up to it.
Oh, my God. That's just stupid.
Well, but let's put this in.
You said the same thing.
Let's put this in perspective.
You would love to see if they bought a higher-end group stock.
That doesn't figure into the numerical score.
Right.
I didn't knock them down any points for that. I'm just saying I would love to see something with a higher...
Is it too warm for you down here? Do you need a little colder?
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. But let's put it in perspective. You know, we love the Zen heritage years.
What?
13, 14, 15, Ravenswood, Sonoma, Napa, the county-specific series stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're scoring that in the 90s, mm-hmm. low 90s. Mm-hmm. And we're not giving this that high of a score. But it's still, it has merit. But I agree, the thing that keeps it from
scoring... Those wines were more direct than this wine is. This wine beats around the bush a little bit too much. And with Zinfandel, I appreciate a thinker's Zin. However, this wine thought a little bit too much and didn't act enough.
Well,
but Zinfandel should be direct. It should be big. Now, obviously, as you go up in the range, you're going to get complexity and you're going to get A, B, C, D, F, G. However, those wines are still big, but they have nuance. This wine has nuance. It doesn't have the punch that you need. That's what keeps it in
so let's compare that Napa... Even though this was Oakville, which is even more specific than the Ravenswood County specific series Napa line.
Uh-huh.
But that Napa is better than this.
Yes, it is.
But can we get our hands on a 2018 Napa to compare it to this?
I remember what it tastes like.
But not 2018. That was a 2014.
Well, it's fair enough. I mean, that might be vintage. We said that. We did say that. Now, one thing, though, you have with... like Ravenswood Napa specific, they can bounce around Napa.
And get what they want.
Yes. They didn't do that. They went bold and really focused on a vineyard. They said that, a vineyard in Oakville.
And not only that, but they say it's right outside the back of their house.
Yeah, so they...
That's kind of cool.
Well, they limited?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like that.
You got to give them credit for, hey, and once again, no purple death, no manipulation.
No.
It's just, here's our wine.
And
that's respectful.
You know, on their website, this is $25.
Rob, it's not.
Bought this. It's $18.99.
Wine.com.
Folks, this is as Rob said, this is a great wine for a gift for someone because I think this is really, and we didn't talk about this, really approachable.
It's approachable, but forgetting all that. Let's not get
this
even.
This is easy to drink.
Not get into that tangent.
It's a gift. People are going to love this.
Well, it's a nice packaging. It's a good wine. And it's something that people don't know about. It's not in stores, really. And it's a wine. It's a producer that you should know about. Annabella, this.
I
good
stuff. I want to drink more of Michael Pazan.
Be my guest.
I do.
I'm not going to press my luck. But nevertheless.
Your baby.
An 89, which is correct. An 88 is okay. And then an 87, which is, you know. It's one of those things where she's too afraid to go out on her own and give the 84 like she wanted to. But
why are you calling her?
She's still here.
Why are you calling her Vladimir? Shouldn't you call her Katrina?
No, she can be whoever she wants.
No, you're labeling her.
This is America. This is an
economist
country. I agree. So shut up.
If you're going to call her comrade, you should call her Katrina.
No. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. And see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.